And finally, Pope Benedict XVI and the President of the Federal Republic of Germany attended a concert yesterday evening in the Sistine Chapel. The event was held to mark the 60th anniversary of the foundation of the Federal Republic of Germany and the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Emma McCarthy has this report.
The majestic strains of Bach's Christmas Oratorio in the magnificent setting of the Sistine Chapel. On Friday night, Pope Benedict was given an early Christmas present from his fellow countrymen in the form of a concert performed by the Munich Chamber Orchestra and the choir of the Cathedral of Augsburg.
Lieber Bundespräsident, Ihr Besuch ist eine wirkliche Freude für mich.
Expressing his gratitude to the musicians and the people of Germany, represented by the President of the Federal Republic, Horst Köhler, Pope Benedict recalled the two important anniversaries of modern German history being celebrated this year, 60 years since the signing into law of the nation's constitution, known as the Basic Law, and 20 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Jene Todesgrenze, die viele Jahre unser deutsches Vaterland geteilt.
Referring to the latter, Pope Benedict described communism in Eastern Europe as a long and painful night of violence that led to the nihilism and emptiness of souls. He recalled with joy the collapse of the Berlin Wall, a frontier of death which for many years, he said, divided our country and forcibly separated men, families, neighbors, and friends. In the communist dictatorship, there was no action that would have been deemed evil in itself, and always immoral. What served the objectives of the party was good, but could be just as inhumane. Pope Benedict said that the history of post-war Germany is proof that the Western social order is better and more humanitarian than this. The Pope pointed out that Germans owe this in large part to the Basic Law, which he said has been essential in contributing to the peaceful development of Germany over the past six decades. This is because, he said, it urges men to prioritize their responsibility before God, human dignity, respect for marriage and family as the foundation of every society, as well as to have regard and deep respect for all that is sacred to others. Pope Benedict concluded with a prayer that the citizens of Germany, who were responsible for their spiritual and political renewal in the aftermath of National Socialism and the Second World War, can continue to work for the construction of a free and civil society.
Neue Kräfte im Dienst eines ganzheitlichen Humanismus hervorzubringen.
I'm Emma McCarthy.